This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is... So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock, and we'll take your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. I'm here with Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab that helps me out with our computer comments, questions, and concerns. And so 9 o'clock hour usually is a little sparser than the 10 o'clock hour. So feel free to get online if you'd like to get your comments, questions, and concerns answered. Full of concerns these days. Up to our eyeballs in concerns, right, Dennis?
Oh, tons of them.
You can't even turn on the news or read the anything without seeing some sort of compromise or breach or just hack or just silliness when it comes to computers these days. And we've got our stories to talk about, and Dennis has got one he wants to start with. It's local.
Yeah. We all know about the hack of ECHN Health Systems and Waterbury Hospital.
Right.
That happened several weeks ago, actually. And there doesn't appear to be any resolution coming anytime soon.
They seem to still be impacted, right?
Yeah, they're still more or less completely down electronically.
Not good.
And what we found out, I've seen a couple stories. This appears to be a new ransomware gang.
Oh, great.
Or maybe a splinter of another one. But whatever, they're going by a new name called Ricita.
All right.
And they actually got a hold of WFSB right here in Hartford.
Oh, okay.
And told them, hey, we got all this data. Ooh, you know, hey, you want some?
They wanted to show
and
them prove that
they want to prove that they've got it and that they're trying to extort money out of the hospital system over it.
Right.
And it's pretty bad because apparently they have private data for the employees.
Along with probably medical data.
Right, including the medical data.
Many of us who use
but they, there had been some concern among employees that their own data was part of the compromise.
Right.
And I guess the hospital system had been saying, no.
Not that we can tell.
Not that we know. Right. Not that we know of, but we don't think so. And nope, that's not true.
Right. Because the data is available.
Yeah, that data is available, and apparently some of it was included with what they sent to WFSB.
Gotcha.
So it's a very, very bad situation, and like I said, there doesn't seem to be any resolution coming.
No, and we've seen this too often, right, where all these cloud-hosted solutions that are in central data centers, you know, we talk about sandboxing. When we deal with cybersecurity, we talk about how to sandbox malicious software, malicious threats, right? We're trying to figure out ways to keep the issue from expanding, right, or exploding or reaching further. It looks like you guys are going to have to rethink setting up a central, you know, data center these days so that not everybody gets compromised. You need to sandbox it, guys. You know, you got to have that contagion encapsulated so that if the bad guys get into one aspect of your business, it's not going to get into all of them. Now, of course, you talk about that with zero trust and VLAN, you know, separating of access by software and whitelisting and all this fun stuff. But in this case, they got into your central data center, which obviously supports all of your hospitals. I mean, it's obvious. They didn't go into each individual hospital. They went into one and got into everything.
Right.
So clearly how this, you know, our approach to, you know, the cloud and having one central data center is a bad idea. Unless you think it's a good idea, IT guys. It seems to me it's a bad idea. And, you know, we need to work on ways of having separate data centers for these centers so that they can synchronize. In the old days, you would actually, when we were doing computer systems, you would have these batch processes
right.
that would send data from point A to point B. Now, why does a California hospital need to know what the Connecticut hospital is doing? They really do not need to know.
No.
But they are connected.
Right. And like you said, in the old days, you would have batch processes that would run typically overnight.
Right.
You know, and, you know, after hours, and everything would marry up in the morning.
Right.
But while you're in production during the day, everything is still walled off from each other.
Exactly. And now nowadays people say, well, let's connect everything together. Well, maybe that's a bad idea. Well, clearly it's a bad idea.
Obviously.
Can we stop doing that? Yeah. We shouldn't, you know, just because one data center is impacted, they all shouldn't be impacted. In this case, they must have it. Again, I don't know for certain, but they must have all shared the same data center.
Yeah.
You get into one, you get into them all. And I think that's a bad approach these days. Anything else you got, Dennis, you want to talk about?
Oh, we have in another line of news, we have the CEO of Zoom.
Yeah, the Zoom guys.
Yeah.
The guys that saved us from the pandemic.
He recently was interviewed and he was talking about various topics.
Yeah.
And one of them is that he's trying to discourage his own staff from using Zoom.
Right. Get your butts in the office.
Get into the office because you can't build trust
right.
over Zoom.
No kidding.
He's dissing his own product.
Right. But he's not wrong.
It's true, but you just don't expect that to come from the mouth of the guy who runs that company, right? Right.
You don't. And that's why we love the irony, and we're all about that in IT. But yeah, I mean, just Zoom etiquette these days, even online meeting etiquette, you know, it's okay if you don't have your camera on and you're pretty much muted the whole time. So, you know, are you sleeping while the meeting's even happening?
I always wonder myself sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen examples of celebrities who were caught literally with their pants down in Zoom. So, I mean, you got all sorts of scenarios from that level of craziness to, I think they had examples of like lawyers who were literally doing the deposition from their bed, you know, literally lying down, right? Doing
oh, no.
I mean, you really can't be on your toes per se if you're lying in your bed. So Zoom, you know, remote work is great. Don't get anybody wrong. We're IT guys, right? So remote work has been impacting us since before a pandemic was a pandemic. Why?
Right.
Because the third world was taking our job. You know, right. Everyone's getting outsourced remotely.
Right.
So we know remote work way before remote work was a thing. And we would, quote unquote, support remote work. But gosh, you really can't build relationships via Zoom. I would agree with the CEO of Zoom. And we'll see what happens going forward as he tries to get his employees in the office. All right. In other news, the FBI sent out a recent flash, they call them, FBI flash.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought the story to you when we first were made aware of it, that the Barracuda appliances, these are security appliances that are designed to secure your email primarily, were impacted. And, you know, there was an FBI flash, I think, back then that said, patch it, hurry up and patch
right.
it. And then Barracuda said, well, just rip it out. Right?
That is true. They I think that part of the problem was a lot of those appliances had gone end of life already. So.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, just replace it.
Well, now the FBI, this is like yesterday, clearly is still seeing companies using this device. So is it really hacking anymore when you know your door's open? I mean, is it really? I don't think it is. And that's the issue that we have to be careful with when it comes to technology and hacking per se. Mm-hmm. I know your door is wide open. I go ahead and walk in the front door. Did I really break in? Not really. So the FBI has got a flash update saying, get rid of these Barracuda appliances, even if they're patched. And if they're sending out a flash, it means they can see a lot of you guys still have these things running.
Right. They wouldn't be doing that if there weren't these things out in the wild.
And this goes back to June 6th. On June 6th, Barracuda Networks took the unusual step of urging customers to isolate and replace their email security gateways. This is June 6th, and now it's August 26th, and the FBI is sending out a flash. Come on, guys. If you still run that thing, you're nuts. But then again, the people who are doing this and continuing to run these devices, and this is not a surprise. They've been hit with all sorts of alerts from Barracuda saying this has got to get replaced. The FBI is telling you, news folks like us are telling you about it, and you're still not doing it. I mean, that's kind of the state of IT these days.
Unfortunately.
And then there's another one out here. So simjacking. We've talked about simjacking before. And so Kroll is a security company, right, that their whole job in life is to come and clean up and make investors more comfortable after your company has been hacked to know that a Kroll security company is coming in to help clean up the mess and make you more secure. And they're heavily involved with the crypto bankruptcies and messes of BlockFi and FTX and Genesis. And basically, one of their security employees was simjacked. Ooh. And the bad guys got into his account, which then allowed them to access the data of the BlockFi, FTX, and Genesis people. So now if you were already abused once because somebody told you cryptocurrency is a thing, which I still can't believe you guys keep buying, but you keep going, guys. You keep doing you. And you lost all your money doing that. I mean, I think even Brady got hit by that, right? I mean, and you got Matt Damon saying, be bold in the whole the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
And I think the NFL, and there's a whole stadium with FTX on it. And whatever. Yeah. So these guys are trying to clean up this big mess, and now, of course, they get hacked, simjacked. And the average cost to sim swap any T-Mobile phone number was $1,500. So it's really not that expensive to go to some guy within T-Mobile and say, hey, I'll give you $1,500 if you help me simjack this number. So the moral of the story is, which we've told you many times, is our cell phones really should not be used as a security tool for 2FA.
No.
T-Mobile has been hacked a bazillion times. I mean, what is it? Three, four, five times that they've been in the news about being hacked themselves, breached themselves?
Three that I can remember.
Right. So Kroll thinks it's a good idea to have a 2FA configuration on a cell number. Not smart. And of course, you should have a secondary configuration, maybe of email saying, hey, by the way, we just changed your SIM number. Here's an email telling you. They didn't even alert the guy.
Oh, really?
Of course. They're getting paid $1,500 to not to alert them, I guess.
Oh, true. Yeah, but whoever it was that simjacked could have suppressed an alert that could have gone out.
Right. So. But again, these guys are supposed to be smarter than us. It's Kroll. These security people are supposed to be smarter than us. And clearly, we know how the sausage is made. And, you know, we're not that surprised about this kind of stuff that happens. So if you're using 2FA, like a text to your phone, versus a different method of text, a different method of 2FA, maybe the Authenticator app or Duo, you know, a third-party app, you're more likely to be impacted, right, by the bad guys if they want to get access to your system because they're going to try to simjack you.
Right. Well, there's just one thing I'd like to point out. A lot of services only have 2FA through a phone.
That's true.
And to be honest with you, although I would prefer that they didn't do it that way, that's still better than no 2FA.
You're right.
So if that's what you're offered by your bank or whoever you're working with, go with it, but it's not ideal.
And most of us are not big cryptocurrency whales that are going to actually be targets anyways.
That's true.
So, all right. So we're going to get to your calls. Four lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Dennis and I are here live. Mike G's posting everything over our Facebook account, and we've done some tweaks to our website. And we're hopefully the links are coming up fast. Are they coming up fast, Dennis?
Let me check.
All right. Well, we got to go to a break. We'll check after that so Caroline doesn't get mad. We'll be right back. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take F-T-C. And we are back. And we are socking it to you because it's, what is it, Caroline? Women's Equality Day, which for me is every day. I mean, you know, it's every day. I'm trying, Carolyn. She's going to play some tunes based on that. And feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. And Dennis, are we still slow? We're still not posting fast?
They're not going up.
Can't make it up. So we use a third-party tool on our website that we've reached out and tried to tweak it and try to make it. And we don't know why it's delaying. We really don't. Our webmaster doesn't seem to understand why. And that's the issue, right? Third-party tool.
Yeah.
Something changed.
Yeah. It looks that way.
We're fighting with it. So feel free to get in line as we wait for your calls. Do you have any other news you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Well, I was going to mention there's a change that Google is making to their administrative requirements for some tasks.
All
Number
right.
one, in their what they call Workspace, which is their business-oriented cloud service, including email, certain changes that you make will have to be verified once you've made them in the portal with another administrator.
Good.
And that's got to be another completely different person.
Good.
And that person will be asked to check the change that was made and approve it. So in addition to having 2FA,
right,
just to log into the portal.
Hopefully, if it's been done.
Well, right. just to have that, and then you make your change, then the other administrator they essentially have to countersign it.
Yep.
And they have to be able to log in with their 2FA. So
you've got
some real good,
security.
You got some fencing in on some of those changes. And those are changes that could affect the entire tenant, like DNS records that you might alter or something like that. The second thing that I've got that they're doing is with Gmail, if you make certain changes such as setting up forwarding of your email to another address or creating certain kinds of rules, you will be asked to essentially log in again. You'll get another 2FA request that you have to respond to.
Yeah.
And that also is going to put up some guardrails on the bad guys. The number one way that I typically know that an account like that has been compromised is that I will see either forwarding to a strange address.
Right.
Or I'll see some kind of an odd filter that suppresses the email that's coming in. And that would prevent somebody from realizing that their account had been compromised in a lot of cases.
Yeah, because a lot of them are really just interested in reading your email.
Right.
And then seeing what you're doing to then get in between you and that transaction.
Right.
Like the New Haven Board of Education COO found out.
Right. And it's things like forwarding and filters or rules that allow them to do that.
Right.
And if they are prevented from doing those things to your account, even if they've been able to log in or somehow take over your account, that is a little bit of protection. And I think it's a well thought out measure.
Google has usually been ahead of the security game over Microsoft for quite some time. They also require all of their users to use a physical key to get to their systems. If you work at Google, and you know, it's something like that I use here on my system, which is a Yubico key, right? I'll show you in the camera here. This little key, I have to touch that copper spot on this key when I log in as a second factor. So I have to physically touch it, and it has to be connected to my computer. Well, Google long ago made that type of set two-factor authentication a requirement.
Yeah, that's been in place for several years.
And again, quote unquote, to Google, they've never been hacked due to it, right? Because it's pretty hard to hack somebody tapping that thing when you log in. So that kind of security is pretty strong. This is great on their email. Microsoft, I mean, with 365 being a thing out there, there's lots of instances where the global admin of 365 is not even 2FA'd. And so if the bad guys get into the global admin, right, of a tenant, then they have pretty much carte blanche access to everybody's email. And they can configure rules, like Mr. Dennis said, that would allow the bad guys to get CC'd. If they want to, on every email you send and receive, CC to any account they want.
Right.
And then once they read the email, they got nothing to do over there in the third world, sitting there reading your email. Oh, I see he's going to pay a bus company, and they're going to pay the bus company to this account. You know what? I'm going to change that account.
Right.
It's not that even hard. So get those 2FAs configured. So Lines are ringing. We're coming to the bottom of the hour here. Feel free to get online. Four lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842. WTIC is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your comments, questions, and concerns on this Saturday morning. And everything's going to be posted over at Facebook. Also, don't forget, sign up or remind yourself on September 9th over at Tab Computer Systems. We're going to be broadcasting live. And the folks over at Environmental Office Solutions are going to join us to do an e-waste drive to pick up all your e-waste. So that'll be on September 9th in East Hartford. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. A couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out. We got your calls here, so we're going to go to Tom in Torrington first. Morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Eric and Dennis. Great service you provide on Saturday morning.
Our pleasure. What can we do for you, sir?
Do it.
I have an issue with my CD drives. Right. I don't know when it started or when it happened because I don't use them all the time. But I have one disc in one of them, and it seems to work all right.
All right.
I put something else in, and it doesn't. Every time you go to select the drive, all it does is pop the door open.
Mm-hmm.
I went in Device Manager. I uninstalled both of them, reinstalled them.
Mm-hmm.
Device Manager says everything is working fine.
Right, and you've already proved it worked with another CD, right?
Correct. With CD, one particular works.
All right, so typically this issue...
The other one doesn't work, but I put it in my... I put it in my laptop. It works fine.
Okay. Well, the laptop might have a better... I want to say it's schmutz.
Yeah.
So you can just take the disc and kind of do the old on the disc and then rub it on your chest a little bit up and down. Don't rub it in circles. You always want to rub it horizontally or vertically, however you want to look at it. And then you might have some schmutz on there that your other drive is having a hard time getting past. Is it a Blu-ray or a standard disc?
I have both.
Is the Blu-ray the one not working?
Yes.
So sometimes Blu-ray discs, aside from the schmutz, they need to have some... The drivers have to be, quote-unquote, updated, or the codecs have to be updated.
Also, sometimes the firmware within the drive itself needs to be updated.
And you may not be able to.
I did the firmware... And supposedly the drivers, I couldn't find OEM for one of them. I downloaded something, installed it. I ended up getting a virus, which Defender found and Malware Bytes found.
Yes.
And I got rid of that.
So be careful when you Google drivers. You have to go to the right manufacturer.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find an OEM manufacturer for the model of drive. So
right.
Well, I also was thinking maybe it's something corrupted in Windows.
Mm-mm.
I reinstalled Windows, and
no,
I got more problems now.
Right.
It's very slow to boot. Sometimes the spot to put your passcode in does not show up, and I got to pound on the keyboard to make it come.
Mm. Yeah, that's not good.
Point me in some kind of direction, please. I'm pulling my hair out.
Well, I mean, you may want to roll your system back with a system recovery to some of the stuff you did.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
But the actual Blu-ray itself, this is an issue with even appliances, right? The Blu-ray disc you might find that you put on your console there to connect to your TV, they sometimes have to be updated to run the latest and greatest encryption is not right, but they've been burned in a way to be viewed, and the codecs have to be updated, and sometimes these devices can't get an update. So you may not be able to update that Blu-ray any further, and it may not ever play in your computer. But I would tell you to roll back some of the stuff you did to a restore point and see if that gets you more stable.
Okay. And As for the ones this doesn't read, it's a brand new disc. I notified the company. They sent me a second one, brand new, and that is unreadable
in this drive.
The Blu-ray or the CD.
Okay.
Normal CD, but they work in the laptop.
Right. So you must have older technology in the computer that is just not updating further. What do you use for Blu-ray software on your computer to play the movie? Because that's where you want to look.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What the heck is it?
I'm thinking that
I don't really play a lot of movies.
Oh, okay.
I did it just to have the ability to copy a disc, you know, quickly.
Gotcha. So CD to CD is even not working on this second drive.
Correct.
So you just may have a mechanism that's sort of flaking out, too. There could be something as simple as that. If it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, then it just could be flaking out on you.
Yeah, and remember, a optical drive of any kind is a mechanical device.
Yeah.
So even you know, small problems with it can cause all kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it just was funny that they both seem to have gone at the same time. What's the chances of that?
Hmm. If I had a nickel for I ever heard anything when it comes to that type of logic, we've seen RAID arrays that are only supposed to lose one drive, lose three.
Lose three at a time,
It's not, dual power supplies that both go. You're not supposed to have it. It's not supposed to.
What would you suggest, to replace them?
You could replace the one that's the more flaky one.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my go-to task.
Yeah.
The other thing is you might want to try using a USB one instead of an internal one.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the USB drive, you can get at the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if you need to replace it, it's not that hard. But if it's an internal drive, you open up the guts of your computer and
you're tearing it out of your desk or moving all around. So, the external does work really well.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, it's the regular CD one. It only reads the one disc.
The one disc.
It'll only read one. I put that new one in. It won't read that. I put other ones in it.
It could be a capacity thing. I mean, the version of that CD-ROM player might just be that it's how old do you think it is, Tom?
Well, they're probably 4 years, five years at the most.
That's not too bad.
No.
We can't tell you why it only chooses to read one, but that goes back to drivers and stuff, and you've already tried that.
Right, and the fact that it reads one disc correctly
every time
is telling me that, for the most part, everything is lined up. Windows is working correctly.
Right.
You've got the right drivers. Everything is talking to the device.
Right.
The connectivity is there. I would say you're down to the drive itself.
It may not have the capacity to read whatever you're chucking at it.
Okay. It's a manual done in Adobe format. They both are. They both are. And like I said, one works, but one doesn't.
Yeah. There's something. I'm leaning physical with this.
I am
something
too.
Physical with those discs and their size and capacity, unreadable by your drive. So
okay.
Right.
I appreciate your thoughts and assistance. Have a great day.
You too, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's so unusual. You got to use that logic to figure out, hey, if it works in this type, why isn't it working the other? And then you got to deduce backwards as to what it could possibly be. He was on the right track, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's done a lot of the diagnosis that I would have done.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Canton next. Hey, Michael, what do you got cooking?
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah,
and you guys really are helpful. Good job you guys do. So.
Thank you.
Two questions. I think it's from my work on the internet. I'm not by no means the only person that's a problem. Somehow, I guess I turned on, every time I try to go, I'm in Google Chrome, I try to go to website, and you go to sign in, and it pops up, okay, enter your PIN number. Now it goes back to the Windows and says, enter your Windows PIN number before I'm going to let you sign into this account. And I don't know how I turned it on. Going on the internet, it seems like I'm far from the only person that has this problem. And that was question one. So question two is, if you have a Google account, is there any way to really talk to somebody at Google?
And yes.
So two separate questions.
Yeah, I'll go with the last one as Dennis looks up the other one. The last one, believe it or not, yes, Google, you're not going to call anybody, but their chat is really very good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I can recommend it. Eric can.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people at Tab that have spoken very highly about that chat service.
So you go to the bottom, you know, I think it's the bottom of the main Google page. You can find out contact. And if you go Google, contact Google support, using the chat really works. So are you still there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you. Now, about putting your PIN in when you're logging into a website.
This is a feature, right,
this
Dennis?
This is a feature that's been added to Windows.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
It's on my Windows 11 computer at home.
All right, yeah.
I actually like it, and I'm keeping it.
Because he doesn't like his cats getting online.
Well, yeah, you got to watch out for them. It's an extra feature that's trying to keep you secure, and it prevents like somebody from like walking up to your computer while it's running, and then they can get into websites because you've saved your passwords in the browser.
Right, right.
It prevents them from doing that if they don't know your PIN. Log into the computer.
So instead of going back to like the screensaver mode where they got to log, you got to log in again. If they caught it before it goes back to that mode, you have to add the second PIN.
Yeah.
So this is a defense against your family, Michael.
Right, I need to be able to turn it on and turn it off.
Do you know where to turn it off?
I'll have to find out how to do that.
We're going
to
find a link for you and we'll post it.
When I went online to check it, there was many people had the question and many people had different answers, and that's never good.
It's a really new feature. It's only been out for a week or two.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I made the mistake of turning it on. So.
And it's only invoked if you're on a Windows computer that you're signing in with a Microsoft Online account.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yes. So that is the condition that's required.
All right.
And at businesses, most people aren't doing that. That's why we don't see it at Tab.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never seen it.
So it is new, and we're going to find out how to turn that off.
It's a great feature.
It is a good feature, and I would urge you to hold on to it.
So what you can do, like most people do with their security, is take that PIN number and write it on a sticky note and put it right there on your screen. Right, Dennis? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Well, yeah.
For security. Yeah. More security.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it around the screen. Yeah. But no, I just, I have been in a situation where it just is totally a pain.
It's driving you nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find, hopefully, turn it off would be nice. Yeah, we should hopefully find the right answer for you and post it. Now, we're having some still weird delays on the live links. They will show up within a few hours. We don't know why, but we will also post it on our Facebook page. So if you like us at Tab Computer Systems, all these links go there. And if you follow us, I'm not sure about Twitter now that they make you pay. We may not be as on Twitter anymore because they're making us pay for it. And you know what, Elon? Love you, but really don't love you that much. So we may not be posting it out there, but it'll definitely be on our Facebook page.
So where is it posted? What is...
If you follow Tab Computer Systems, go to our Tab Computer Systems Facebook page or computertalkwithtab.com. They will show up. So we'll find an answer for you, right?
Yeah, Mike G just found a link.
He's
so
good.
We'll post it.
He is the best.
Oh, he's terrific.
Yeah. All right, Michael.
Well, real I just need to be able to find the link. It's
computertalkwithtab.com, the name of the show, thenameoftheshow.com, which
perfect.
Also works.
You guys do a good job. Thank you.
You got it, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. So we're going to have him find the link, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Sherry, hang on. This is Computer Talk. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we are talking about women. No, just kidding. Talking about it's Women's Equality Day, which is again every day for crying out loud. They deserve the entire year as Women Equality Day, of course. So the folks that were just, Mike, who was just on the call, as far as that pin, the more you think about that pin idea and how Mike dislikes it, the more Dennis and I like it.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Think about this. Here's a scenario that Google and these browsers are trying to protect you against. Not that there's any bad people in your home, but let's say you go and you browse to a website and it happens to be your financial planning or whatever website it might be, right? and it requires a password. And of course, you have done something we've told you not to do, and you have allowed Google to cache that password. Well, if I'm sitting at the computer and the password is cached, and I go to your bookmarks and I click just to log in, well, I'm logging into your Fidelity account,
right?
And this PIN says, well, wait a minute, I want to make sure you are who you say you are, who is supposed to have access to this browser. So the browser is kind of validating the user, whereas the cached password that you've dutifully given up all your ability and rights to control yourself there has been allowed to pass through. Now, you're going to have your PIN that Mike is not appreciating so much, and hopefully you have a 2FA turned on where it hits your phone. So even if I do sit down as your relative or your guest in your home and I sit there and say, oh, how's Dennis's Fidelity account doing? Oh, gee, sorry, Dennis. I'm going to log in there, and it should require a second password. So this little PIN extra security is for those sites that don't have 2FA enabled, which we would tell you you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because if you had 2FA enabled, you wouldn't need this anyways.
Right. Correct. It's meant to get around the deficiencies of a lot of websites.
Yeah, and users.
Right.
So we'll put the link up there how to disable it, but maybe consider enabling it. If you're living alone, you don't really need to worry about
it. I would strongly urge you to keep it, and that goes double if you're talking about a laptop.
Yeah.
Because a laptop can be stolen, and somebody can get in there, and knows what they can do.
Again, you leave your laptop running in the conference room, you go out, and then somebody sits down and says, oh, let's check out Dennis's Fidelity account. No, just kidding. I don't even know if he has Fidelity. Let's go to Sherry in West Hartford. What's happening, Sherry?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for the call, the call, and love your program.
Two
quick questions. I have Windows 10, and I'm very happy with it, and they keep wanting me to update to 11. Do I have to do that?
You don't have to do that, but I think, well, I'm gonna see what Dennis's opinion is, what do you think, Dennis? Should she upgrade? Well,
it should definitely be considered, okay?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to go there.
Yeah, Windows 11 is actually very good. I like it on all the computers that I have it on. The problem is that depending on the age of the computer, and in a lot of cases, especially with laptops, you may not want to upgrade it because the drivers that are included may not be optimal for your machine.
Right.
The other issue is you might have applications running on there that may not work correctly with Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The first question I would ask you is this a laptop or a desktop that we're talking
about? It's a laptop. It's an HP Envy 360.
All right. And that should be a good machine. How old is it? Is the second question.
Well, this is about 4 or 5 years. It's an 8th generation Intel.
8 is getting old.
It's getting old.
That
CPU may not work in 11.
It might not be eligible.
So it has the i7 processor. Is that...
That's not the issue.
That isn't. Yeah, there are.
There are convoluted. Microsoft and Intel got together and had a confab and said, "Well, you know, Sherry's got an 5 or 6 year old machine here, and we don't want to have it last too long for her, so we're not going to let it upgrade to 11."
Well, the other thing is, even though you said it's an i7 processor, there's still like several dozen different specific model numbers of i7, and some of them are not going to be eligible for Windows 11.
And the TPM may not be there, all the security features.
Any computer made after 2016 should have a TPM too.
Okay.
So I would think that would be there.
Good.
That wouldn't be my concern. My main concern would be two things. Number one, do you have applications or hardware... add-ons or other devices that may not work with Windows 11. The other one is, does the processor accept it?
So you got to find out what type of processor you have. See, the other snag here is with Microsoft is they may have a tool that says, hey, let's see if you're Windows 11 ready. Mm-hmm. And as in the Windows 10 ready program and the Windows 8 ready program and the Windows 7 ready program, they're all screwed up and are wrong half the time, right? They'll say, yeah, you're okay. They'll upgrade you and then stuff won't work. So you want to go to the control panel and see if you can get to the processor config to see what actual CPU it is. Yeah, i7 is one thing, but it actually should have a more descriptive bunch of letters and numbers that describe the processor itself. And literally, you can Google it. You can put that processor number in there, And then see if it's Windows 11 ready.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say, you guys have already answered my question. I'm keeping Windows 10.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. And one last question. We have WebRoot.
Yeah.
Can I also download malware bytes?
You can, but don't run both of them.
I would not keep both of them on the computer.
Okay. So WebRoot I'll keep, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably the best way to go.
All right. Okay. All right, Sherry.
See how easy that was? Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you got to be sure if your machine is going to be ready. Now, the other issues that she might find down the line is Microsoft's going to say, I'm going to upgrade you anyways.
It may happen.
Yeah.
Even if she doesn't want it.
We call that malware. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines open for you. Get online. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com, and it'll get there eventually. We promise. We're still working on that problem. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.